Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord my God, I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus Christ for the remission of my sins. I'm grateful to you, O Lord my God, for the sacrifice of your Son Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, according to your word, I believe and I declare that I am free from every curse and I am in for the blessings of Abraham. The name of Jesus Christ. Lord, my God, my Heavenly Father, according to your word, I believe and I declare that I am free from every curse and I am in for every blessing, especially the blessings of Abraham. In Jesus Christ's name, I've declared. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 to 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 5 to 8. I read from the Radiant New Testament version. R.A.D. I read. But as for you, stay in control of yourself no matter what happens. Don't give up when things become difficult. Work to spread the good news. Fulfill all the responsibilities of your work. I am already being poured out like a drink offering. It will soon be time for me to leave. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is a crown waiting for me. The crown that is given to those who are right with God. The Lord who judges fairly will give it to me on the day he returns. And not only to me, but also to all those who are longing for him to return. Full stop. Praise God. Everyone who is living ready, waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ, will get the crown of righteousness. I pray that you will not lose your own. I will not lose my own in Jesus' name. So far, we have considered the 9 F's of living in readiness for the coming of Jesus, our Lord. The first was forgive. The second stands for fear God. The fear of God. Number 3 F stands for fellowship. Number 4, for focus. Number 5, fight your flesh. Number 6, free yourself. Number 7, find out. Don't just spread false rumors. Number 8, feed your faith. Number 9, follow peace and holiness. And today, the last F, that is number 10 F, is fulfill your calling. The word fulfill is as simple as its spelling. It means to fill to the full. That is, to leave no empty space. It means to attend to every detail of one's responsibilities as a follower of Jesus Christ. It means to leave no stone unturned and to leave no stone unturned. It means to do one's best at all times. Living in readiness is not living lazily. It is living diligently and consistently in righteousness. Living in all the 10 F's. Living to please God, living in victory over self, over sin, and over Satan. It means fulfilling one's calling as a child of God. And every child of God, as you know, is called unto holiness. We are called to be saints, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 7. The life that is ready to welcome Jesus Christ is also a life that is ready to overcome Satan. It is a dependable life that God and men can count on. In John chapter 14, verse 30, Jesus said that Satan, the prince of this world, came, but he could not hold anything against him. So Jesus fulfilled his calling as a son of God and as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Now let's see 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Verses 28 and 29 from the Message version of the Holy Bible. 1 John chapter 2, verses 28 and 29, I read. And now, children, stay with Christ. Live deeply in Christ. Then we'll be ready for him when he appears. Ready to receive him with open arms, with no cause for red-faced guilt or lame excuses when he arrives. Once you are convinced that he is right and righteous, you recognize that all who practice righteousness are God's true children. Full stop. All God's true children will be happily waiting and living ready for Jesus to come. They will not be panicking. May we receive the grace and may we avail ourselves of the grace to happily receive Jesus, to welcome him when he appears. I pray that none of us will forfeit our crowns in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for this series. We are grateful to you for your spirit and for your word. Lord, please grant it to every one of us to live ready. Ready to welcome Jesus Christ when he appears suddenly. Thank you, Holy God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.